T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A big change, of course, on COVID and kids announced this afternoon by California's Department of Public Health. Officials say that the coronavirus vaccine will not be one of the required shots children have to get to be allowed onto school campuses. That's despite Governor Newsom saying back in 2021 that the shots would be mandated. Joining us now live, UC Irvine infectious disease expert Andrew Neumer. Now, Andrew, of course, this is tied in, one would think, although we don't know for sure, to the federal and state moves to end the COVID emergency coming up in the next few weeks and months. But could there be more to this? And is it the right call?
I don't think it's exactly linked to the lifting of the emergency, which is scheduled for May 11th at the federal level. It's a lot harder to answer whether it's the right call. I mean, one thing I would point out to the KNX listeners is that it's sort of a formalizing of a process that had already begun. They announced it was going to be mandatory, but then last year they said it wasn't going to be enforced, at least for the time being. And now they're basically saying, forget about it. So, you know, it's steps in sort of walking back the mandate. It probably won't make a whole lot of difference either way. Some of your listeners may be surprised to hear me say that, but yeah. I don't think it will make much of a difference.
Okay, so the question then becomes, you know, they do require vaccinations for other things before kids can go to school. Why not also the COVID vaccine if COVID's going to be with us from now on?
Because the other vaccines, they don't like to talk about this, but it's a great question. The other vaccines work a lot better than the COVID vaccine does.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, if you get the measles vaccine, you get two doses and you never get measles for as long as you live, and you don't get infected. With COVID, you need annual boosters and you can still get infected. It reduces the severity. So it's really a whole another order of magnitude better than some of these other childhood vaccines are. And that's why I think we should still stick with those.
Well, the state health department is, while not mandating the shots, they say they're strongly recommending them. But as you just said, they're really not as effective compared to these shots that they do have to get for things like measles. It just kind of sends a mixed message here.
Well, it sends a complicated message. And perhaps it's a mixed message. I mean, I'm really, you know, it's really unfortunate that the COVID vaccines, you know, don't prevent infection. So people who are vaccinated can be links in the chain reaction that is the COVID epidemic. So, you know, it'll reduce symptoms for most of us, but kids don't get really strong COVID symptoms, as we know. So, I think it does make sense in a way. I mean, I still think, you know, it makes sense for parents who want to vaccinate their kids to have their kids vaccinated against COVID. But the idea that we're going to stop the pandemic in its tracks by vaccinating everybody is unfortunately, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, to your point, it's like the flu vaccine will prevent you from getting very sick with the flu if it's the right flu vaccine that year, but it will lessen the severity of it and maybe keep you from dying or going into the hospital. So probably that's what they're saying, the same thing about these COVID vaccines.
Exactly, but the flu vaccine is not in the same exalted status as the MMR vaccine in terms of being required for school attendance. So it's a perfect point you make there.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. That's UC Irvine infectious disease expert Andrew Neumer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.